From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Overproduction of milk could continue to impact the dairy market in 2019. Stuart Peterson Senior Market Advisor Naomi Blom tells AgWeb.com the last production report from USDA showed an increase of 0.6% for milk despite few cows, saying it's coming down, but not on the pace we need it to come down. Milk overproduction can be attributed to increasing efficiency of producers who have maximized genetics and feedstuffs while investing in technology. U.S. farmers may receive noticeably less in Trump tariff payments than originally expected. Ag Secretary Bill Northey tells Agriculture.com an estimated two-thirds of the Trump payments were made by the start of January, a little over $5 billion of the maybe $8 billion we expect to make in mitigation payments. The payments from the Market Facilitation Program were created by the administration to offset impacts of the trade war on U.S. agriculture. Representatives Mike Bost of Illinois and Al Lawson of Florida introduced bipartisan legislation to make more USDA apprenticeships available to veterans. According to AgWire.com, the Veterans Agricultural Apprenticeship Act instructs the USDA to work with state departments of agriculture to identify farmers and ranchers eligible for a direct loan to train apprentice veterans. The loan would, in turn, be paid back to the USDA after the harvest season. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.